Welcome back to the Comedy Playbook. I'm Miles.
I'm Nate.
And we're going to be discussing a lot of things today. I think we're going to start with sports again. Let's go with the Patriots. And the big news with the Patriots is the obviously the Hightower injury.
Oh, yeah. Saw that coming.
Well, what are your thoughts on that? I mean,
it's a waste of money. No, I'm kidding. No, this is the reason why no other team wanted him. I mean, the Steelers baited us. I feel like the Steelers baited us just to get the fucking contract money up for you know.
And well, it was the Steelers and the Jets that were bidding for Hightower, and we ended up signing him.
The Jets made cupcakes. He should have just signed right out of the spot. Maybe that was like, you know, foreshadowing. I mean, geez, he's a cupcake. He's made of fucking.
But I think the reports were that his pectoral muscle was already torn 50%. In the offseason, so that's why teams were wary of signing him. And so we did get him for a discount, and he came back.
How old is he?
He's like, I'm not sure.
26?
27, 28.
He's already fucking done? That sucks.
I don't know if he's done.
He might. I don't know.
But he fully tore it in last week's game against the Falcons.
Yeah.
So he's on IR, done for the year. But we got him for cheaper money, and he leads our defense. He's just a leader, and he always came up clutch.
I mean, he's
both
missed
Super Bowls.
He's missed 25 games in the last 60. That's nuts.
You expect him not to be there,
that's
but
nuts.
Every time we needed him in the playoffs, he was there. He was big on the Seattle goal line.
Oh God,
rush.
Yeah. Yep,
to stop Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
And then the Falcons fumble.
That was
against
huge.
Matt Ryan.
That was huge. But I don't know. For that money, I feel like somebody like that kind of needs to stay healthy and be on the field.
But it was a discount for that position.
I mean, it's good in a way because we're learning how to win without him. So,
and for half this year anyways, I feel like he's been out. So it's going to be a big blow for those timely clutch plays, I think.
Yeah, it's going to suck, especially when you face run heavy teams, Steelers, you know, Kansas City too. They run all those trickery
gadget
options.
Plays.
I hate it. Their offense is just girly to me. I'm not a fan of Kansas City's dink and dunk offense. It's all check downs and all that garbage.
Well, they did beat us week one. So.
Yeah, I know. And they also lost two straight. So, you know what? I don't want to hear it. But, yeah, they played the perfect game against us. I can't really hate. But, yeah, Hightower, I don't know. He just needs to fully heal. They said he's going to be 100% come 2018. But for how long? Who knows? Because he could easily just get hurt again because he's known for that.
Now, with David Harris taking over second half last game and getting some time,
he
looked decent, some good hits, at least in the run game.
Yep.
Even though Hightower's been playing more of an edge rusher type guy this year, with Van Noy getting the green dot and running the middle with Roberts, do you feel like they're just going to run with what they got in-house? Obviously, for this week, I think the rosters are set, but with the trade deadline approaching, I think, Thursday, this upcoming Thursday... Do you feel like they're going to go out and try to get a piece? Or?
Oh, man. I feel like we've given up a lot of draft picks as it is. We gave up, what, third or fourth for Ely, and then we gave up a second or for Cooks.
First for Cooks?
Oh, God. Yeah, so.
We traded down to the third for Ely.
I think we would like to be able to draft, you know, next year. So I don't know if it's worth making a move, but it makes sense to make a move. But, like, what's out there? I mean, if it was me, I would have got Darius. You know, for what, fifth round pick?
The Buffalo Bills.
Easily.
He's a DT, though, not a linebacker.
Yeah, but he could help with the run game. Imagine him and Alan Branch out there.
And they gave up a sixth with playing time, could go up to a fifth. Jacksonville, right? He went to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Which is already a
But imagine
defense.
Him and Branch in there together.
Well, Branch is finally playing more so now because of Malcolm Brown getting hurt. But Branch has been sitting out due to not being there, out of shape, and just doesn't want to play. I don't know. But he seems to be turning a corner.
Yeah,
in
just
a couple weeks.
Imagine them two together. Oh, my God. That would be nice.
But, well, there's some free agents. I know Akeem Ayers, who we picked up a few years ago.
Yeah, but how come he's not? I'm surprised he's not on the team.
I don't know, but he's still relatively young.
I think
he's
28, 30. No, you know what we need? We need to get Nink.
Ninkovich. We could bring Nink
back.
Call
him Collect. We got to get him. We need him back.
I don't think he's going to have those. He did kind of have the timely plays, but he's more of a contain edge.
That's what we need.
Hey, I'll take it. But
yeah,
is he going to be able to do it now that he got popped HGH last year? Now that he's off that, is his body?
Yeah, well, San Diego is going to try to expose that linebacker spot. They're going to run a lot of running back.
Well, I don't think they're going to be fixing it this week.
No, I think the
rosters are set.
They're going to do a lot of draw plays and screens and probably just take advantage of Van Noy.
Melvin Gordon probably run all up on us.
Oh, yes, easily. Unless, yeah, Malcolm Brown's out this week, too, so that's going to be interesting.
He's officially out?
Yeah, he's out.
So, yeah, that could it's going to be Adam Butler and Branch in the
middle. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
No Hightower.
I don't know what the deal is with Gilmore, though.
I think he's been practicing this week. I don't know if he'll play.
That sucks. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I would send him, honestly, for the trade deadline, I would try to send him somewhere and try to get
a linebacker. I don't think he'll ever do that year one of the deal because that says he was wrong, you know?
Yeah, I know, but it's pretty safe to assume he is wrong on this one. I mean, I was never a fan of Gilmore, so I don't know what they saw.
I just think it was more of a leverage play, which we discussed about. But
I know. But
now I know you heard the rumors of who is it, Ansa from the Detroit Lions, the defensive end.
Yep, I read about that.
And Nick Caserio is over with the Detroit Lions now, who used to work with Belichick, so they're pretty familiar with one another.
Yep.
So a deal could get done.
Yeah, he's coming up on a contract year, so maybe Detroit.
Just a stud, but I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it take to get him?
I know. It's a rental. Pick? It's a rental, too, though.
That's true.
But he is one of the best pass rushers in the game, so I don't know. Like you said, I wonder what it would take to get him here. You know, if it's a late round pick, I mean, I would do it. I mean, if you really think you have a team that can win the Super Bowl, then why not? Because that's pretty much one of your priorities. You need a pass rush, and that's one thing we've been lacking, you know.
I think Bill definitely is going to make a move, but with him, it's usually just out of the blue, out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Just,
he finds
who?
Yeah, like, he finds diamonds.
Another Kyle Van Noy move or
Akeem Ayers. He stepped up this year, Kyle Van Noy.
I'm not saying they're great, but no. I mean.
But as long as they do their job, you know?
I can't see another Tlaib move. I don't think any name like that is available.
I don't think so either.
But you never know. I
know. I mean. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the defense needs some work, but last game they showed some promise, but who knows this week. This is going to be a test because San Diego is coming off, you know, three straight wins. So if our defense can hang with them, then I think we're starting to find our niche a little bit. So
now what about like a guy, obviously not as needed, but Anquan Boldin's been asked to be traded. I feel like that could be a low. I feel like he won't even get traded. They'll just Right, see, release him.
Cause... Yeah, see, the thing for us, though, is we talked to him in the offseason.
Right.
We were interested in there and, you know, in him then. But if we really wanted him, we probably would have got him then. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't see us
same thing
double
happened.
Dipping and trying to give up something for him now.
And same thing happened with Bowman, right?
Yeah.
And so, he ended up going to Oakland.
To Oakland. So I don't see Bill Belichick, like, you know, actually giving up something for something he could have got for free.
Right.
So I don't see that happening. But I like Bowman, though.
If they end up releasing him outright, maybe.
Yeah.
Not really a need, but I feel like Bill's always kind of liked him, and he's a big
he's a competitor.
Receiving threat and just tough.
He's a very good competitor.
Been
good
out hands. Of football all year.
Yeah,
so,
he's probably in, you know, hopefully he's in good shape, but he's a winner, so he's tough. He'll make those catches over the middle. Good for third downs, probably.
Do you want to take it around the rest of the league now and talk about some stories that have been coming up?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Cam Newton.
Yeah, you want to start with the Newton?
Yeah, Cam Newton. I mean, I was never a fan of Cam Newton. I mean, actually, coming out of college, I like Cam Newton better than Andrew Luck. I've said that. But he's kind of a prima donna. He's kind of a girl. I don't like his attitude, his competitiveness.
A diva.
Oh, big diva. Oh, my God. Especially in the Super Bowl against Denver, not diving on the fumble.
I think that's where it kind of started, all the stuff with Cam that I noticed was after they lost the Super Bowl, he was all – which, obviously, you're not going to be happy about losing the Super Bowl.
No, not at all. I understand.
It's your job to answer media questions, especially for the Super Bowl. You don't just outright leave.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks ago, was it, when he kind of talked down to a female reporter?
Yeah, he was making remarks about – routes and girls.
She asked him about routes and he laughed pretty much in her face and said, I just find it funny, a girl talking about routes and whatnot, when there's a bunch of women that are reporters.
There's a ton of great female
I mean, if you know sports,
now.
You know sports.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what sex you are.
Kind of sexist. And then his kind of apology through Twitter. It wasn't
not,
believable.
He's not, no.
It seemed like
fake.
It was forced.
He's fake. I mean, you know, the way I see it is a real quarterback, a competitive quarterback, would have dove on that football. Tom Brady, come on. Tom Brady would have dove on that. Aaron Rodgers would have dove on that. You know what I'm saying? But I just, the way he rolled his eyes and walked out of that interview, it was no reason for it. I mean, what? It was
the latest one, yeah. What happened?
Yeah, it was
with
like
that?
A midweek, you know how the Patriots do it, midweek, right. You know, just talking before the game. And he just rolled his eyes and walked out. It's like, what's, I don't want to say.
The question I think was, where have all the big plays been?
Yeah.
For the Panthers offense?
Just, maybe he's just not happy in Carolina.
This year, last year, was that 2 years ago, his MVP
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
I just feel like he's not as, like, I guess the swag from him. Like, he doesn't seem excited for plays.
Yeah, he's got his ass kicked a couple times. So maybe that's brought him back down to earth a little bit.
I mean, they did lose Greg Olsen, but they have Benjamin this year.
Yep.
They have McCaffrey.
Yep. I don't understand.
Funches is a decent wide receiver also.
They have big receivers. You see, they're all like 6'3", 6'4". My God. I like their receivers. Benjamin, I like them.
I think a major thing with him, too, is his accuracy hasn't always been there, but he always can make the plays running. And I feel like he's run less this year because he's taken so many hits.
Yeah.
Not to mention when he does slide, I'll give him credit for this, that he takes hits late and they never call it a flag for him.
Yep, he gets beat up. But a quarterback that big, he's like 6'4", 230.
But if that was happening to Brady.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he doesn't get the calls he deserves. But at the same time, I believe his throwing motion is ugly. It doesn't look right. It's more of a whip.
Yeah.
Like, he turns his head and just slings it. And he doesn't, I don't know, there's no touch there.
Nope.
You know, he lacks the touch.
He has the cannon, but not the touch.
Yeah. I mean, he beat us this year, but our defense sucks. But, you know, at the same time, he has that mentality, kind of like Derrick Rose. He's weak mentally. Like, he has that shattered mentality. Like, I feel like one thing goes wrong and he's in the dumps, man. He's not the same player.
Now, they are 4-3 this year, which it's not that bad. They're second behind New Orleans in the NFC South.
New Orleans is that's an impressive thing. Because when
they have no defense.
Yeah, especially since we went in there this year and beat the hell out of them.
Patriots-wise.
Yeah, Patriots. We went in there and spanked them. And I thought they were just going to be a typical, you know, the last 4 years, Saints just...
All offense.
Yep, in the gutter, just can't... And they're leading the, you know, NFC South. That's crazy.
Now, before we go around the league with the records,
yep.
Kind of sifting through who we think the pretenders are.
Yeah.
There was two little stories that kind of happened in last week's games. There was the Flacco hit, and then the Dominican Sue choke slam from hell.
Yeah.
The Big Show.
He was bringing out the Undertaker. He was impersonating him. Yeah, but he's known as a dirty player regardless. So, I mean, stepping on the Green Bay lineman's leg, and he has attitude problems, that guy.
So it was kind of like a scuffle after the play, and Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett, that wasn't the brightest move on his part. He said, fuck it, I'm just, let me get in this guy's face. He's like 200 pounds going up against a 350-pound lineman.
Right, Mallett came up and tried chirping in his face.
Yeah.
And then Sue pretty much choked him. Yeah. He didn't slam him to the ground, but
he picked
him up with a forced choke.
I would be scared shitless. Yeah. That's one guy you do not fuck with. You kind of just stay the hell away from him. I mean, I don't know what Mallett was thinking. That's Mallett, though. That's Mallett for you. We should know. We had him on our team for a while.
We did.
Yeah.
And in the same game, why Mallett was even playing was the Flacco hit.
Oh, yeah. That was what do you think?
See, now, I didn't see it live, and I watched the video a couple minutes ago.
Yep.
Honestly, in real time, it looks like as he goes down the slide, Alonzo for the Dolphins comes in and goes for the hit. He does hit him in the head.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he had slid and then he dove. It was kind of like the same time, at least live.
Yeah.
If you slow it down, maybe not. I mean, you don't want to see somebody go for the head, but when somebody's sliding, I think it's bound, you're bound to hit them there. Yeah. Flacco could have slid a little sooner. I guess we'll see if he'll get fined or suspended for it, but I mean, it took Flacco out of the game for sure. It rung his bell. Yeah. I mean, what were your thoughts
on that? I mean, sadly, he will get suspended because that's just the way the NFL is now. But honestly, I think it's kind of partly on both of them. Flacco definitely should have slid way earlier. I mean, come on, dude. And I'm sure there's football players out there that are just ruthless and they just look for that opportunity to, like, knock a quarterback out of the game. And Alonzo is known for that because he hurt Jimmy Garoppolo last year. So
whole collarbone.
Yeah. So, I mean, he seems like a dirty player, but that was a boom-boom play.
Right.
You know, we see it on TV and it looks slower than it is. If you're on that field, it's totally different. It's really fast.
Yeah, and one way you got to assume Flacco's probably going to slide anyways. Yeah. But, I mean, what are you going to do? He went as low as he could and his shoulder came up and rocked him.
Alonso was probably like, oh my God, it's my time. I get to level this guy. But yeah, the way Flacco reacted after, he was knocked out.
Right.
He had his hand up calling for the check.
I thought I saw Chris Tucker down there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, he was knocked. Yeah, he was.
It's a Friday reference, obviously.
Yeah, he was fucked up. He was fucked up. Pretty bad. That was tough.
Do you want to kind of go around the league and check the standings? And I'll tell you. I'll go through the division leaders, and you tell me if you think it's for real or not. All right. So AFC, the East.
Yep.
We got the Patriots at 5-2.
Yeah.
Second team below them is 4-2, the Bills. I think our division is stronger than I would think it would be.
Now it's better than it has been in years past. So,
I feel like usually Patriots are a step ahead of everybody every year. And this year we're more towards the pack than usual.
Yeah, everybody's kind of going together. But the NFL's been a weird year so far. But I think Buffalo is pretty solid this year.
I like what they've done. They've cut weight with a lot of their players, Gilmore.
And they're still competing.
And they're competing. That's normally what the Patriots do.
Yep.
Instead, we signed Gilmore.
Yeah, we made a mistake for once. Can you believe it?
So AFC North, we got the Steelers at 5-2, and then Ravens underneath them at 4-4.
Yep.
And then we got the Bengals and Browns, which...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Steelers are the only real team there. Baltimore's a mirage. Just because they killed...
And they're 4-4, so yeah, it's like, I don't believe Flacco. In that team at all.
It's Flacco. You see his rating, 72? That's a joke.
Pittsburgh, I feel like it's just them... It's with all their turmoil, with Martavius Bryant getting benched, and he's on the scout team, and Antonio Brown was bitching about getting the ball, and then we got Roethlisberger who was saying, I don't have it anymore. It's just a lot of drama, I don't know.
Who knows how long he'll stay healthy, too.
But, I mean, 5-2 is 5-2, so... Yep.
Their defense is suspect, though, like ours.
This next division, I feel like it's kind of like who's going to come out on top here because we got Titans at 4-3, Jaguars at 4-3, and the Texans at 3-3, and then Colts 2-5.
I'm calling it now.
I think Jaguars.
Texans.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watson.
It's going to lead. But their defense, they lost Watt and Merciless.
Yeah, still, though, their defense is in the tops.
See, I believe in Texans offense. And Jacksonville, I believe that is like a legit top five defense.
I like their defense, especially since they got
Blake Bortles.
They got Darius now. Oh my God.
Young, fast, and just they're on my fantasy team. Good just defense. Get me points.
Can you believe you're saying that? The Jaguars with a good defense?
They're due.
It's been years.
I think
since the 90s.
Tom Coughlin went over there and really helped.
Yeah. Last time he was there, he helped too.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And then we got the AFC West teams. Kansas City at a 5-2.
A lot of disappointment.
Broncos at a 3-3.
Yeah, there's a lot of disappointment, especially with Oakland. There were such high expectations this year.
And Chargers and Raiders both had a 3-4.
Yeah, man, there were such high expectations for the Raiders. I mean, Chargers.
Well, Carr did go down for a week or two, didn't he?
Yeah, he went down for a couple weeks. But the Broncos, that quarterback is the weak link.
Simeon.
Yeah, he's
But hot. He started off the year
he's
hot.
Hot and cold, that guy.
But they've lost. Sanders hasn't played in a week or two. Who else did they lose? I can't think of his name. Who's the other wide receiver there?
Demaryius Thomas.
He's
injured. Yeah, he's not. He's a soft receiver.
I think that defense is finally starting to wear down after years of it.
Well, they got some age on that defense, too. Talib's almost 30, so, I mean, geez.
Now, Kansas City, how do you feel? They beat us. They were looking really good, and lately...
You know, it's going to sound funny. I don't want to bash them, but... In years past, there was years where they went 14-2, start off hot. Everybody wanted them to be, you know, they were going to make the Super Bowl, and then they would just get knocked out in the first round. It kind of seems like Kansas City's way, starting hot. This is old school, and it's Andy Reid. I can't take him seriously.
He's good, but he always shits his pants.
He does, when it matters most. We'll see, though. We'll see this week.
He's one of those coaches that's got his head in a playbook all the time.
Always.
Instead of paying attention to the game.
He lacks instinct. He doesn't have that football instinct.
Now, one thing I will say is if we don't end up getting a game – seeing as we're both 5-2 and Chiefs beat us, we'd have to go into Arrowhead, which
tough.
Is a scary place to play.
They don't have Eric Berry, though. That's a big
They don't, but we've lost now Hightower and Edelman.
Yep, that's true. It'll be interesting, that's for sure. this next division I like. This is a good.
Now we got the NFC East teams with the Eagles at 6-1, Cowboys at 3-3, Redskins at 3-3, and the New York Giants just starting to play golf, I think, at this point. At 1-6.
Eagles, legitimate.
Carson Wentz is
a top three team. They have a good defense. Carson Wentz is looking studly this year. They're a Super Bowl favorite in my eyes. I don't see an NFC team giving them trouble. I mean, the Vikings, the only reason why the Vikings are 5-2 is because Aaron Rodgers got hurt. I'm not worried about them. Saints, that division's a joke. They have no defense. Seattle, regardless of their schedule, they're a tough battle. So
especially if they're
those physical teams that, you know, NFC West division is just known for that physicality. So,
and I think the Cowboys have drama going on too. So I don't believe in them any year either.
Yeah, and you know, ESPN's claiming they went up in the you know, power rankings because they beat up on an 0-7-6 team. It's a joke. LA Rams, that's a surprise team.
Bracket we're going to get into is the NFC North.
Yep.
With the Vikings at 5-2, Packers at 4-3, Lions 3-3, Bears at 3-4, which is surprising for the Bears.
Yes.
Obviously, the Packers are probably going to start falling down the line without Rodgers. Minnesota, they just don't have the quarterback. They lost Cooks, their rookie running back.
I feel like they switch quarterbacks every week.
Their defense is legit. I have no faith in that at all.
But like every year, they start off hot and they fizzle out. Yep. So I don't know.
Lions are, they're hot and cold. Lions are the Lions. Every year too.
I feel bad for the Lions.
The next division is going to be next and last is the NFC West teams.
Yep.
With the Los Angeles Rams at 5-2, which is surprising.
That is very surprising.
With that young coach.
But the leading the way. Yeah, the only thing I hate about that is
the uniform. We touched on that last.
Oh my god. I don't know what.
But we got the Seahawks at 4-2 right behind them, and then the Cardinals 3-4, and then San Fran, who's getting that first overall pick out of no one's.
Yeah, San Fran just packed it in. They're trying to trade everybody. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is over there. I mean, Arizona, Carson Palmer going down, their season's done. That's it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Seahawks is surprising at 4-2 also. The way
I feel like they underachieved a lot this year.
I don't believe in that offensive line. Can Russell Wilson continue to produce?
I feel like Pete Carroll's just an overrated coach, though, in general. But this is my I'm going to call this now. Arizona Cardinals, don't be surprised if they try to trade Larry Fitzy.
I wish.
He's getting older and toward the end of his career, and Carson Palmer's done for the year. He's wasting his time.
And you heard it first, if that happens. Patriots, Fitzgerald, Belichick's loved him forever.
Yep. Perfect fit. It's going to be – we'll see, man. You know, I don't know how – I don't know how I feel about this, but moving on to the next thing. I'm sure everybody's heard about the Houston Texans owner talking poorly about his team.
Bob McNair.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. You know, you're going to piss them all off. They're already protesting, and you have the balls.
Do you have the saying he said, the quote, I guess, at a meeting?
Yeah, he said something like, can't let the inmates run the prison. In connections to the protests. And he's trying to backpedal. He was trying to backpedal and say it was the owners. And come on.
Well, he came out today, but that's a saying I've heard. I've heard the asylum more so one.
Yeah,
don't let the inmates run the asylum.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can backpedal from that.
This was at a meeting, and it was kind of referencing the anthem protests, which was the whole league that 1 week.
Yep.
And obviously there are white people, but the majority was for, you know, equal rights with black people. And so when he says something like that,
I mean, just
prisoners and inmates.
No offense, but just take one look at this guy.
Oh, Bob McNair.
Come on, man. He just looks like, come on, he's an asshole.
But he was quoted today where he said he
regretted using that expression.
That expression, which, you know, it's an expression, but you just got to be more self-aware of not to use something like that.
You need to clarify right off the jump because you own a team.
It took him 2 days, and he said he was referencing not the players, but actually the owners against the league officials.
That's bullshit.
Which I feel is bullshit, but...
I mean, you own a team. You should know better to say things like that.
He is like an 80-year-old white man. So.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Just take a look at him. He just looks like one of those. You know what I mean? But especially since Houston's been through all that shit with the hurricane and stuff.
Players walked out on them.
I don't blame them.
For practice. And apparently, the coach,
Bill O'Brien,
he let them speak their mind, 90-minute meeting, and they were able to settle it.
Yep.
It looks like they're going to be playing this Sunday.
Yeah, imagine if they didn't. Imagine, that'd be crazy if that happened.
They protested.
But just imagine being an NFL player and like believing in something at a protest, and you're trying to take a stand for it. And the majority
of owners backed all of them that week.
Exactly.
And now guys like Jerry Jones and McNair.
Come on, man.
And
take one look at these dudes. They don't give a fuck. All they see is dollar bills. So sad but true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Houston players. That's a team on the rise, though. I guarantee it. If they can stay healthy on defense.
Yeah, the injuries on defense too.
Yeah, see, Watt, man, last 3 years he's been
rough. Merciless.
Yep. Merciless is getting old. But that team's on the rise. They have a good, solid QB starting. Watson, I like him.
I do too. I feel like he has that clutch.
He has that Brady thing going. You know what I mean?
He's got the balls, man.
He does. He's a winner. He's not scared at the moment. So, as you've seen in college, Clemson.
Now, do you want to move on to this? I haven't watched it yet.
This is incredible. All right, I came across this on Facebook. Don't ask, okay? I came across this. I was just
quotations.
Yes, I was just scrolling one night.
We're going to shift gears off.
Yeah,
of
this is totally from left field. This is disturbing. So I was scrolling on Facebook, couldn't sleep one night, and I'm like just scrolling. This ad popped up, and it's all right.
It's ad.
I did not click. Nah, but it's a fucking dildo, a glass one with. If your ex lover died, you put his ashes in it.
His?
Yes, or your ex lover, whoever.
Now the question is.
Yeah.
For you, that I have for you. Is how many did you order?
I ordered a shitload.
Okay.
You know? Because so many ex-lovers, so little time. It's crazy.
You put multiple ashes into
You probably dildo. Can, but I don't suggest that. But it comes with a key.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's disturbing. It comes with a key around your neck.
Why do you need
a key?
And
it comes in a box.
What's in the box?
Yes. Yes.
If Brad Pitt only knew that it was a glass dildo.
It comes with a key, and you wear it around your neck, and anytime you just feel like getting off, you just take it off your neck and open it, and you get fucked.
Oh, the key opens the box.
Yeah, it's Pandora's box, basically. It's disturbing, though.
And this is a Dutch designer, Mark.
Like imagine being
Sturkenbaum.
Yeah, like imagine being the family of the deceased. Imagine being like the parents of your son who died, and you knowing that. Hey, by the way, can I take some of your son's ashes?
Well, it's only a little bit. It's only the dick part.
Yeah, but imagine just the dick. Fry it up.
I just want the dick ashes.
Just fry it up for me. Throw it in this tomb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, like, even in the picture, though, it's like some old lady. That's fucking disturbing. Like, what is that? That's gross. Oh, and it holds 21 grams of ashes.
Oh, well. In case you were all wondering.
Yeah, if anybody's interested, I can send you the link.
Oh, my God.
That is disturbing. I don't know why you want that. Imagine showing that off to your family at, like, Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't think you would. That's why it comes with a key, because you're going to want to keep that locked away.
This is John. This is him now.
Okay, why are we chicks?
I don't know. Perspective.
Okay.
But it looks like this.
It looks like a bullet inside a tampon, inside a vial.
It does. That's fucking weird.
Right? I don't know how to explain it.
It's utterly just disturbing.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's called the Dild Urn. The fuck?
Oh my God.
That is weird. Look at that box.
That is a nice box.
That's like where you keep your weed.
A nice box to put the dildo in.
Yeah, it has its own holder in there. This is fucking disturbing.
Oh my God.
It's like, why would somebody. There's a spot to store your iPhone.
Why would you put an iPhone in there?
If you want to hear his voice one last time.
Where's your iPhone? It's charging. Where? It's in my dildo box. Like, what the
Where's
fuck?
Where's the key around my neck? Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Oh my God.
This is what the world's come to. What is that? Wait, whoa. What?
A flesh urn? It's a Pringles can that people are fucking as like flesh.
Wow, that is disturbing.
What kind of BuzzFeed article?
Yeah, this is disturbing, man. I came across this. It just popped up on my feed. Somebody shared it.
It just popped up. I don't know.
Nope. It was disturbing. Yeah, how do you think I felt at 3 a.m.? I was like, I thought it was a joke.
Person who wrote the article, his name...
Her name?
Nate Gardner.
Fuck you, man. Don't use my government.
No, it's a BuzzFeed article. Allison Caparimo.
Yeah, I don't know.
So she's definitely, I guess,
a buyer. She's invested. Fully. Yeah. Yep. She's balls deep.
For all those females that murder their husbands and get away with it and want their ashes.
Yep. You don't even have to cut their dicks off anymore. Imagine that. That's fucking disturbing.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how I feel about that. Imagine how I felt. 3 a.m.
That's pretty much what you expect to find at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't go looking for it this time. You know, this time. But, yeah, it wasn't the best moment.
Now,
yeah.
Can we talk about the kids surrounding your place of living?
Yeah, where I live, I have, like, I swear to God, a bunch of just kids
that This is the weirdest segue ever. I mean, it's hard to jump off of grass.
Yeah, this is disturbing because we're going from dildos to kids. I don't know if I'm going to get, like, I don't know who's checking our searches here, but it's fucking disturbing.
I feel like I'm in Hollywood.
oh, shit. Nah, but I live in an area where the kids in my neighborhood are just crackheads. Like, it'll be, like, early in the morning. It'll be, like, 6 a.m. These kids have, like, sticks. And they're just going around beating up dumpsters, beating up trees. It's like a generic Warriors movie. These kids are just...
Well, you know why they're hitting a dumpster with sticks?
Why?
Because you stole their fucking football.
Yeah, I did. One morning I went out there, my car was out there. And there was a football near my car, and I knew it was there. I knew it was theirs. So I said, you know, fuck these little fucks. I'm taking the shit. I said, this is my shit right now. You know what I mean? Because, dude, all day, all night, I just hear these kids, like, fucking screaming. And they'll just run in my yard and, like, run around my door. And I just want to go out there and start laying motherfuckers out.
You have turned into the ghetto.
I'm my father. I've turned into my father.
Oh, my God. And I can't remember his name.
I'm just like, I just want to go out there and just, like start hitting kids.
You are the...
You know that Peyton Manning
You are the gangster Dirty Harry. Yeah. What is his name? Oh my God.
I can't think of it. This is painful. This is awkward.
You are friggin' from Gran Turismo.
Gran Torino.
Torino. It's a video game.
Gran Turismo. What are we, Asian? Like, what's going on here?
How do you spell that?
Gran Torino? You know how to spell with Torino, bro? Sound it out, motherfucker.
He can't even read. Why I can't think
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, thank you. For the love of God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get off my lawn, you filthy animals.
It's just weird, though, because these kids will just, like when we were kids, we would have fun, actually playing. But these kids, like, straight up, like...
To be fair, they're having fun with a stick, so that's pretty imaginative.
Yeah, I know, but we used to, like, play shoot with guns and, like, act like, you know, like, real boys and shit. These kids are, like, just running around, like, I don't know. I swear to God, they just eat fucking grass and they just run around. And they act like, I don't know, they're just so uncivilized.
Cows or kids?
Like yesterday, like, a few days ago, I'm, like, sitting here on my couch, 7 a.m. I look out my window to the left, and I see some kid with a bat at 7 a.m. And I'm thinking,
was his face painted white?
No.
Long hair, black hair.
No. It wasn't Sting. But I look over there and I'm seeing some kids swinging a bat. And it's a black bat. And I'm like, it's 7 a.m. Like, doesn't this motherfucker have school? It's like Tuesday. And this kid's just swinging the bat. And he's like, hits my tree really hard. And then he's like looking at my window to see if I'm looking at him. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's getting hard with you. He's like, I want my football back.
Yeah, well, you know what? He ain't getting it. Because that's No, it ain't happening. That's my football now.
If he ever had a fence into his yard, kids aren't getting the frisbee back.
No, fuck that.
No.
Nope, it's mine now.
Sandlot would have ended. There's no way those kids were hopping that wall and getting those baseballs.
Oh, it's over.
A shocking would have been out.
Nope. As I get older, I get more grouchy with that shit, too. God, I'm not a fan of that. That's not, I don't know. I just don't like that shit.
A couple other stories that you brought to my attention. You want to start off with the Domino's one?
Yeah, the Domino's. I don't know if anybody's seen this, but they're putting more people out of work. Can you believe it? They are having a delivery service strictly with, like, remote control cars. Think about that. So you order it from your phone. A car pulls up.
A real car.
Yeah. You get a text saying, motherfucker, your food's here. So you go out there.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Get off it. Motherfucker.
You can pick the voice you want.
Yeah, like straight Goodfellas.
Nah, that's not true.
Morgan Freeman telling you, get the
fuck out.
Well,
that's
an idea
for Domino's.
No, that's brilliant. Yep, we said it here first. No, but you get a text. You go out there, you put your, you know, age, sex, location in.
Oh my God, it's the chat room from the 90s.
The window comes down to grab your pizza.
Which, let's be honest, it was always a middle-aged man.
Yeah, see, the thing with that, though, is are they going to load that car with multiple deliveries? What if you put your code in and you just take all that shit?
Well, it might be like a vending machine type thing, so when you put your code in, it slides just, in your food.
I see that malfunctioning. Yeah, but another thing, like in the...
Your hand gets stuck in the door when you're grabbing a pizza. It starts driving off.
Yes, lawsuit. Dude.
I should have never asked for Knight Rider.
The thing I see happening is this car delivering in like bad parts of cities, and the computer screen's right outside the back door. It's like attached.
Oh, so you're typing in the
computer. Yeah, you just like type in the computer your code and it opens it. I see motherfuckers hijacking the shit out of that. Like just breaking off the computer. It's not my money. No, fuck no. It ain't. But they're putting more people out of jobs and shit. All these
Plus, you're making people like go out there and walk to it.
Yeah, motherfuckers will order Domino's high as
shit. Fuck that. They can barely get to the door. Never mind walk.
Dude, they are stoned out of their fucking
mind. That's going to cause accidents. Imagine that stopping outside somebody's house and some stoner can't figure it out. It's holding up traffic out there.
Dude, that would be... Imagine, yeah, in the city.
He walks away without his pizza and he's like, what the fuck,
man? That would suck. That's a good point. You know all these drunk people, they're going to be punching the windows. Give me a fucking pizza. Yeah, it's gonna be brutal. They're going to like take bats to it. My neighbor kids coming out there like the fucking warriors.
We're gonna order Domino's and they're gonna be like, not today.
Wearing leather vests.
Warriors. Swinging.
Yeah, they're gonna be fucking up that car real quick. Another thing I find hilarious is the Amazon.
Oh yeah, let's talk about
home
this.
Delivery. It is called Amazon Key, and what it does is when you're working your balls off, some criminal could come in your house, no. Steal your identity.
If you mean Amazon delivery.
And in the process, drop off your condoms. That's pretty much what they're
doing.
So,
now, I only skimmed the articles, so this is secondhand information. Mm-hmm. What I gather is, if you're not home for the package, what they're able to do is somehow unlock your door and actually place the package inside your house and shut the door.
See, I have questions.
Now, how does that work? Is there going to be a digital thing on the door?
Maybe it's a sensor and they have, I don't know. See, it's probably a prototype right now. But the questions I have is, are they going to have background checks on the guys who do this? Because I don't want some
guy. I'm sure they do anyway.
Yeah, I don't want some guy with a record with he's a klepto fucking coming in my house.
Stealing my DVDs and shit.
Yeah, putting on
took
my
me
fucking,
years to collect
putting on my fucking bathrobe and smoking a cigar and
naked.
Shit. Yeah, of course. Jerking off all over. Who knows what the fuck they do. There's some weird dudes out there. And girls, taking pictures in my bed. I don't know what's going on.
As long as I get my package.
It makes sense
in the house.
Because, we all work and shit and it's
people
like
people stealing packages off of decks.
Exactly. Especially Christmas time. Like, that would piss me off with FedEx and UPS. I'm like, dude, I'm working, then I have to wait till the next day, or I have to go pick it up at the facility. It's a pain in the fucking ass. So that is kind of a breakthrough thing. You know what they should do? Yeah.
I believe a skunk just sprayed over here.
Yeah, they should make a fucking, what's it called, doggy door just for packages like that.
Doggy doors are actually like, you can like reach in and unlock some of these doors.
Imagine if they made one just for packages and just... Instead of going in the house, you just shoot it in. But like you said, you could like Ferris Bueller. You just
I doubt that these
there.
People are actually going to be walking into the house, though. It probably is like you open the door,
said.
Put
some,
it in,
some of the
and
pictures
shut.
Are, like people are, like in the living room, like
make
fucking,
a tea. And
yeah,
shit.
Make a tea, watching Maury. I don't know what the fuck's
going
on.
Oh my God.
But that is
Maury
like,
still on?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Is it?
Yeah,
I haven't caught that in a long
Jerry
time.
Springer too, dude. Oh, that guy fucking is like 80 years old, and he looks the same. He's going to die on that show. Like mid-episode, just stroke out.
And you won't know if it's real or not.
Nope. And they'll have a body double come in and they'll take over for Jerry. That's the way it's going to be.
Another thing that I heard about Amazon, they're going to start having supermarkets.
Really?
Yeah, and what it is you go
like
in...
Walmart and shit?
No, like you go in and when you get products, you like scan the thing at the... There's like a barcode where the product is. So you get that, you put it in your basket, and then you scan it, and then they automatically just charge you for your shit.
Oh,
so
I see that.
You just walk out.
Oh, I see that fucking up.
Like you
beep, feels, beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Just fucking keep scanning the same shit.
The self-checkout thing's burned and crashed.
Oh, God. Like, what's this charge for $3,000? It's like fucking like...
This Xbox ran up for $5. I guess I'll just fucking walk at the door. Oh,
yeah, you buy fucking 800 packs of condoms. I didn't order that. Yeah, that would be, it's all, technology's iffy though.
Good and bad, yeah. You're good with the bad.
I'll wait till the kinks are out, because that's a nightmare.
It's a good band.
I'm waiting, yeah, I'll wait until later on.
Now, do we want to touch on the flat Earth a little bit?
Oh, God, yeah. You can lead off with that.
Oh, my God.
You stayed up all night and went into the
deep unknown. I got issues with going down the rabbit hole of YouTube.
Yep.
And before I get into this, I've seen other videos of the flat Earth. And this one was like about an hour long, which I'm going to put the link at the bottom of this video if you want to check it out. Now, I've seen other videos, and I'm going to say this right out the bat.
Get your tinfoil hats on.
I'm not saying I'm a flat earther. I just like to look at things differently.
Yeah.
And it's just like my thought process, at least recently in life, as I have gotten older, it's kind of like, why just take what you've been taught as truth? Just everything's just truth. I mean, it's good to look at other things.
It's good to question everything.
Good to question things. And especially with like scientists, I feel like
they have an agenda to make you believe.
It's just like these equations that they've made. And it's like, yeah, I take their word for it because they're supposed to be the smart ones. But I mean, science at its core is just theories that it's not, in fact, the truth. It can be proven different.
Yep.
Not saying that it is a flat Earth. I mean, this video just kind of persuaded me to certain things where it was done correctly. It's a British guy, I believe. I don't recall his name. He's getting interviewed.
We'll put the link down there.
We'll put the link down there.
But it is, trust me,
thought provoking.
Yeah, it makes you think a little bit. It's well put together, well produced. It's not one of those, you know, amateur camera work, freaking, so this is what I think happened, some guy in his bunker. But this guy actually has some pretty compelling evidence, and he's a firm believer, you can tell. So, I mean, I don't believe in it, but at the same time, it makes you question a little bit. Because he has some good points, but at the same time, he's really trying to push his agenda. But
the same thing could be said about
scientists. Yeah, all
that. So it's like NASA has said that it's not to get, and it touches on the moon landing.
Everything, yes.
How, like, you know, there was the footprints in the sand, but there's no prints for the landing gear and shit. Yeah. You can research the moon landing too. I haven't done complete research on that with shadows and
It's about 56 minutes long. But
it's about an hour long.
He
touches on a lot of his main thing is like there's a dome around us, and it's kind of like there's water above it, and then there's the water below us. Yep. It's kind of it gets a little religious towards the end, which I mean I'm hit or miss on that.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't know. There's just good points, and he talks about how like the Antarctica, the ice circle around us is what. And it's like not many people get to explore that. And if you try to, the government and military will
intervene. Yep.
He also talks about how, especially for that Red Bull jump where the guy went up in like the balloon and then he was up there and then he jumped from the atmosphere.
Australia.
And it's like he shows the Earth and it only shows like New Mexico, I think it was.
New Mexico, yes.
And it took up like the whole Earth.
The whole horizon.
It was just New Mexico.
Yep. It was weird.
Though. And how you couldn't see it. He was up there for a fair amount of time, and you couldn't see one satellite, and there's supposed to be thousands orbiting.
Yeah.
There was no rocks or anything
it
up there orbiting.
It was kind of conspicuous.
And he also said how come I see the sun rising and setting? And it's tough for me to he can explain.
Oh yeah, obviously. You guys have to watch
but,
it.
But it's kind of like a flashlight where it's like it's only gonna illuminate certain parts. It's only so bright, so it's like if it's closer to us, it's daytime, and then it gets closer to like Australia, then it gets more daytime for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
He also touched on how the moon actually produces a cold energy light source. It's not a reflection of the sun.
Yep.
It has its own energy source.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
It's interesting.
There's a lot to that video. It's an hour long. Check it out. Like I said, I'm not a firm believer in that
either. No,
but he made some compelling points. And
I'm hard to convince when it comes to science because, you know, I believe in the universe and all that. But it's worth a shot just checking it out.
There's like the rockets, how they never shoot straight. They always start to angle.
Yeah, they always go in like a circle, kind of like it's a big loop. They never go straight into the atmosphere.
But yeah. I always go back to even that one of our favorite shows is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And they have an episode where one of the characters, Mac, he's trying to convince them of about religion and God. And he argues a point to Dennis, the other character who believes in science.
Yep.
And Dennis says, you just believe a whole bunch of guys that wrote a book that you never knew.
It's true.
You just believe their stories. And then Mac argues the point that that's what we do with the scientists. I mean, I don't study science. And we just take their word for it, their equations. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know. Is it so far-fetched to think that our government lies to us? I don't know.
Oh, but, in this world, nothing's far-fetched. But
I just find it interesting and it's thought-provoking.
Cool.
And
it's cool.
And like the guy said in the video, some things you, like... We had senses, and some things you can just look at and say that just doesn't add up.
Yep.
And they try to explain it with equations, and it's just there's certain things I've questioned, which maybe I'm just not on. I mean, well, subject about or whatever.
It's definitely interesting, that's for sure. I'm not a believer in that kind of. I don't know. It's hard for me, but because like you said, we've been taught a certain thing for so long. I've seen so many shows and, you know, great scientists explaining things to us. But
they said, like, when you're young, your first question is, the Earth is a globe. How come people don't just fall off?
Yep.
And then they tell you gravity. And then you never question again. You're just like, oh, okay.
Okay, makes sense.
Whatever. And then people are like, flat Earth, wouldn't you just fall off the edge? And then somebody had commented on that video. And it's like, well... You stand on top of a flat table and then you stand on top of a ball and let me know which one you fall off of first. You know?
Yeah,
it's just kind of funny.
It's true. It's cool seeing things from a different perspective. So if you want to do that, then check it out. But we're not trying to push any propaganda and like make you believe otherwise, because we're in the same boat as the majority of you. We're realists. Takes a lot to convince.
We're just good. I just like
we like to think.
Yeah, I like questioning things, and I like when people question things to go against the grain.
Yep.
And some of it makes sense to me, and some obviously doesn't.
Of course.
But that goes for both ways.
Yeah, it's definitely compelling stuff. It's cool. The guy knows what the fuck he's talking about.
He's researched it for like 5 years.
He's definitely a firm believer.
5 years.
He is 100% a firm believer in that.
Like so. I said, he kind of gets a little religious towards the last five minutes.
Yeah, but just close it at that point.
Right.
Okay.
And like I said, religious stuff too, which we can touch on another.
Yeah,
another
God, podcast. Don't get me going on that stuff.
I'm not a...
No.
I'm not a firm believer, but I'm also not completely... against either.
So. Me neither. I don't know. I'm just here.
I like to keep it balanced. A nice balance of maybe not.
Yeah. If it is, cool. If not, whatever. I wouldn't be mad. Let's put it that way.
But I think we're going to end today's podcast on that.
Yeah. You know, let's make sure everybody goes to bed with some fucked up dreams.
And watch that video. It can really fuck up your life.
Just watch The Matrix. That's pretty much what we're trying to say here.
And, thank you guys for listening. I'm Miles, and
I'm Nate,
and this has been the Comedy Playbook.